It is arguably the most iconic moment in Australian football history. 26 years ago, Nicky Winmar playing for St Kilda in front of a hostile Collingwood home crowd at Victoria Park raised his jumper and pointed to his dark skin. This was his response to the vulgar racial abuse he'd encountered that day and for most of his playing career. The image of Winmar standing, a proud Noongar man defiant in the face of racism, is one that's burned into the minds of Australia's football community.
Here's Nicky Winmar talking about that day at Victoria Park.
It was our first game at Victoria Park in a long time, and we went there, and you know, it was hard to come out to race sometimes because the Victorian Collingwood supporters were right there. When we come out, spit on you or whatever, you know, tip water on you. I think I just got tired of enough is enough, you know. I said, look, I'm just standing there listening to this person with this young kid next to him being abusive, you know. It's just, what is wrong with these people? Why don't they just enjoy a great team that's playing well, or enjoy the person that's doing his best in a team game? And then it's just like...
Now, that moment is etched in your minds thanks to Wayne Ludby, the photographer who took that photo and is immortalised in a bronze statue which will be unveiled at Perth Stadium tomorrow ahead of the 50th Western Derby. Wayne is in Perth for that unveiling and joins us in the studio. Great to have you here, Wayne. Now, before you take us back to that exact moment, could you hear the things that were being said to Nicky during the game?
Nadia, I was over the boundary line, and at the end of the game, once the siren had sounded, my sole purpose was to try and get the best possible, what I envisaged would be a jubilation shot of one of the winning St Kilda players. Gilbert McAdam was best on ground that day, kicked 5 goals. He was in the middle of the ground. He was a long way away from me, whereas Nicky Winmar, who was the second best player on that day, was much closer to me, and he was probably within 30 yards of me, right in front of me, in front of the boundary line. So I put my camera and lens on him and started photographing him initially in a, you know, euphoric moment of victory. He was, you know, a warrior celebrating a first-time victory in 15 years. And when you're in that moment, when you're in the zone, you know, they talk about being in the zone, I was just totally focused on him, and I honestly couldn't hear any noise or vilification, no.
Could you hear anything that Nicky was saying as he was with his teammates?
Well, actually, in the narrative of the photos where he did lift his jump and point to his skin, he said, in response to the crowd, he said, I'm black and I'm proud to be black.
It's incredible, isn't it? You heard him say that.
Yeah, I heard, yeah. Well, you can see in the photo he's standing up quite indignantly.
Yeah.
You know,
strong.
Proud.
Strong.
You know.
You're proud.
Yeah. And at the height of that stance, that's what he said. I'm proud to be black.
When you took that photo, did you appreciate what you were actually capturing at that moment?
Yeah, look, it was something that wasn't normal, you know. It was something... that you weren't used to seeing and photographing on a footy field. So I knew immediately that it had to be recorded in the following day, Sunday Age. In those days, we weren't shooting digital, we were shooting film. So you couldn't actually look at the photo. So
good point. So you can't go, yep.
Yeah.
You've got to wait.
Yeah. So, I did realise there was a – that wasn't, you know, once you'd done that, Nicky then turned and ran to Gilbert McAdam in the middle of the oval and hugged him really, really hardly, like, you know, like a bear hug. And Nicky, in that euphoric sort of mental state, he was just repeating over and over and over, I'm proud to be black, while he was hugging Gilbert in the middle of the oval.
We know now, having heard the two of those guys reflect on this game, that they were both sick to the back teeth of being abused by spectators everywhere, but Victoria Park particularly on this day, the Collingwood supporters. And they sort of made a pact together that they were...
Yeah, pre-game, that they went for a walk and they said, let's get it done today. Let's not only do it for ourselves, but let's make a stance and do it for our people.
But you as a photographer didn't know that pact had been agreed to,
no.
You know.
No.
Do you sometimes wonder if your focus had been on something else? I mean, if if, I don't know, somebody kissed a girl in the crowd or you know, a player leant over, you might have just swung your camera from Nicky and gone, oh, look, there's Spider Everett or something, you know?
Yeah, Russell, I'm really relieved I didn't stuff it up, to be honest. Yeah, I'm glad I got it done.
Well, if you hadn't taken that photo, would somebody else have taken that? Would that moment have survived without you? Or
yeah, well, alongside me was the opposition photographer John Fetter, who's working for the Sunday Herald Sun. So he's got a version of it,
right?
And when I went back to the Sunday Age office, I wouldn't say I was hysterical, but I was very adamant that it get in the paper. The paper was set. And I made the editors change the paper, and I kept repeating the quote because I knew it was so important. And thankfully, they listened to me. Unfortunately, John's editors went with a different verbal interpretation of the photo.
Right. Which was what? Do you remember?
Gutsy effort.
Right. Oh. Pointing to his guts.
Oh.
Wow.
Missed the point there, didn't they?
Absolutely.
What about Nicky Winmar and how he reacted? And, you know, the fact that we still talk about this 26 years later and your photo is being immortalised in bronze tomorrow. But, you know, what responsibility do you bear on the impact it had on him? Because I'm sure it provided him with some ups and downs.
Yeah, look, it's a conversation that we've had just recently, and I think it's an important one to share with your listeners, is that we're all celebrating his courage and what an amazing strength of character he had on that day, and we've done that for the last 26 years. But just recently, Nicky said to me, "Look, you know, I really appreciate you've changed my life, but for me, I'm having to embrace possibly one of the worst days of my life over and over and over and over again." So,
oh, how does that make you feel?
Look. Having met Nicky and been through this on this road for 26 years with him, I mean, it's been an education. And I'm just a suburban kid from Rose Avenue in Glen Waverley, and I've learned so much from him about Indigenous culture. And you know, I need to learn more. I need to educate myself about Indigenous culture. So I just hope I haven't ruined his life. That's what my immediate thought was. You know, it was quite a sobering comment to make, and one that I've reflected on in the last 4 weeks since he said it.
Well, that's I mean, I would love to think on balance that he's happier that it was taken.
Yeah, well, look, he's very excited about the statue. We had a beer in the pub near the statue yesterday, and look, he's really chuffed, and the warmth and well wishes that he received yesterday when I was with him in Perth was overwhelming. So I think he's quietly excited.
What do each of you think of the statue?
I love it. I saw it about a year ago, and it was quite an emotional moment. I think it's one of the better statues I've seen.
Surely for you, that must be the ultimate compliment, to have your photo immortalised that way.
Oh. You know what? I really prefer not to have had to take the photo. You know, I prefer we celebrate Nicky Winmar for 250 amazing games of AFL. He was a champion. You know, had everything. Great mark, lots of pace. Fed Stuart Lowe and Tony Lockett. You know, one of the AFL or St Kilda greats, Nicky Winmar. So. In a way, I probably prefer we weren't here, but look, I'm very honoured to be here and looking forward to tomorrow.
It's being unveiled around midday?
Before midday.
Yeah, and, the AFL caravan are here.
Yeah,
in town,
I bet everyone's here. Yeah. And obviously for the close to 60,000 people who are going to be at the Derby tomorrow night, go and have a look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got pole position.
Yeah,
stadium. It's going to be great.
I hope it builds into like an MCG thing. Where
I think that's the plan.
Yeah, West Australian athletes celebrated around the circle of Perth Stadium. And it starts off with a statue that is crafted on the photo that Wayne Ludby took, who's been our guest in the studio this morning. It's really nice to meet you face-to-face like this,
Russell.
And to get your engagement on it. It's lifted this story to a new level, I think.
Absolutely.
How are you feeling about tomorrow? You is uh, the big ruckman Sandland's going to play?
I think Sandland. You can't name
well,
him.
Well, he's been named,
not,
yeah.
Name him and not play him, can you? What's the point?
Look, and having Sandy back, I think, will lift the team in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Rory Lobb back too. I'm quietly confident, but derbies are so unpredictable here in WA. They are so unpredictable.
I think West Coast is a better team than Frio. And, you know, this season and forever. And
you know what? While Michael Walters is around.
Anything's possible.
And absolutely.
You know something? I sort of dislike Frio, but I've watched those close wins and watched Michael Walters and I can't dislike them. I mean, it's you know, he's turned me around a little bit because those finishes have been electric.
Yeah.
We find a way. And, you know, Frio's known for dropping games they shouldn't and then winning games.
Yeah.
People think they couldn't. So I'm hopeful.
I'm a Melbourne supporter. Can we have Jesse Hogan back?
No, because he's found some form finally. So you hands off. We need him back, though, pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
Great to talk to you. And enjoy the game tomorrow. Yeah. Best of luck. Enjoy that lovely celebration for you and your amazing work.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations, Wayne. Well done.